I've seen, think about New Orleans. In 2005, we came into that season when Sean got there in 06, and everybody thought this is a massive rebuild. This team has been decimated. And we quickly put together a team to go to the NFC Championship that very next year. But then if you think about it, the next 2 years, we were continuing to build, continuing to progress. So 2007, progressing. 2008, progressing. 2009, we won a Super Bowl. So the most important thing is that we have a progressive plan, and we're improving. You know, again, I'm still evaluating the roster. I really want to get down to the details, you know. But again, it starts with hiring the right head coach. That's the number one. There's a progressive plan in place. For me, that my entire focus right now is the right head coach, evaluating the roster, off-season plan. The relationship between the head coach and general manager, that's critical. So is the head coach and the quarterback. Those are the two most important relationships in the building. In my 15 years in New Orleans, I've never seen Mickey and Sean come to a major argument on something like that. And what's the reason for that? Because they have a great relationship. They talk every single day. So all those decisions, those are all hashed out because we're communicating in the relationship that we have. That's what I'm looking forward to. We have coaching candidates, broad spectrum. Again, it's not for me, it's not, hey, is he college, is he offense, is he defense? It's the best man for the job. And, hey, that's the process we're going through right now. Thorough interviews on these candidates is critical. Hey, and there's urgency. No question there's urgency. But the most important thing is that we get this right. The quarterback obviously is a critical, critical position to achieve sustained success. But it's not the only position. For us to have a lot of success, all 53 guys are going to be accounted for. So, yeah, I witnessed things with Drew Brees that I have in my mind, that I know why he was successful, and those are ingrained in me. But I want to get to know Jay. I want to get to know him further before I come to these conclusions. This is what I believe in. I believe to have sustained success, you must build your team through the draft, and you must strongly believe in player development. Those are important. That's very important. Hey, we're going to explore every avenue to get the best players here. So that can change year to year. In a perfect world, you're acquiring players in free agency that allow you to draft best player available in the draft. It's an important role. I look at analytics as a tool in our toolbox to better evaluate players. It's just another tool. I don't want you guys thinking I'm some Moneyball GM. That's not me. But analytics is important. It's important. So it definitely will be blended into our scouting process. I know we already have a guy here on staff that was hired out of Stats, Inc. I'm excited about that. We were doing that in New Orleans. That's progressing right now, and I'm excited about that. It's definitely going to be a part of our process. This is a winning league. You must win. We're all judged on wins and losses. I understand that. In fact, I thrive in that. So I know I'm evaluated on wins and losses. So as far as the time frame and all that, I'm not concerned with that. I want to win. And the challenges, the first step, again, is hiring the right head coach to help me lead that charge. And that's all I'm focused on right now. That's the most critical thing we can do right now. I think it helps me, again, to have a step-by-step plan in my head, a progressive plan. And right now, that's hiring the head coach, step one.